Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Thank God for this one more opportunity He has given us to be found in His house.
感谢主赐给我们再一次的机会，让我们能够在他的殿中聚集。
Every time when I'm asked to share and minister in the house of God,
每一次当我安排到我来分享在神的家中来分享他话语的时候
，I always ask Lord that.He gave me some sign which I know that it is from Him that I am to minister in the house of God.
我总是向主求说主啊你给我一个记号让我知道我所要分享的是主你自己想要我分享的。
So, not one sign, but this time God answered my three signs of mine.
这一次神不但给我了一个记号他给了我三个。
So the first sign was when we had a Tuesday's prayer,One of the sisters prayed for one of my burden, and I said, Lord, it is from you.
星期二我们祷告聚会的时候，有一位姊妹为我祷告，我对主说，主，这是从你来的。
The second sign was this morning as I was getting ready, I said, Lord, I want my brother Jude to be here. I have not seen him for a long time.
第二个表号是今天早上的时候我在心里默默祷告说
And my heart leaped with the joy when I came in from the prayer and I saw a brother sitting here. And I am so thankful that we are seeing our brother and he is here with us today to fellowship with us.
今天早上我祷告的时候我在心里对主说主我希望今天我们的董弟兄能够在这里因为我已经很久没有看到他了。今天早上当我祷告出来的时候看到我们的弟兄就坐在那里我知道神他对我说话。
And the third sign was our brother when he picked up the hymn and he picked up all my theme verses and the theme message which I want to convey. So I don't think I need to share anything now.
第三个记号是 我们分享诗歌的带诗歌的弟兄在他所带领的这个诗歌当中几乎包含了所有我要分享的内容。我想我都不需要再有更多的分享了。
And of course our brother Jonathan is back with us.Thank God. And it's such a blessing to...
而且谢弟兄也回到我们中间。
It is a wonderful blessing to be found in the house of God along with God's children. It's not the words which I come from my mouth. It is the presence of each one of you which fills my heart and where I learn and I'm edified in the body of Christ.
所以实在不是我们在这里要分享什么而是神的儿女在神的殿中聚集从而神的荣耀能够从我们的身上来彰显。
So my Lord, help us and encourage us and speak to us, each one of us, from His precious throne.
求主帮助我们，激励我们，在今天的这个分享当中来看见他。
So this morning my burden is to share from the Gospel of John chapter 9.
今天早上我们要来一同分享约翰福音的第九章。
So, I know this is a long chapter, but I'm very much burdened to read this whole chapter. So, what we're going to do is that I will read one verse in English, and sister will read the next verse in Mandarin, and like that we'll read the whole chapter.
这一章比较长，所以我们要做的就是我用英文读一节，姊妹用中文读另一节，然后这样我们把这一章完整的读一遍。
So we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 38.
我们从第一节读到第三十八节。
Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
Verse 3. Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我们来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
Verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥或泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
Verse 7. and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing.
他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说， 这不是那从前住着讨饭的人吗？
Verse 9, Some said, This is he. Others said, This is like him. But he said, I am he.
他们对他说， 你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？
Verse 11, He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight.
他们说那个人在哪里？ 他说我不知道。
Verse 13, They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind.
耶稣活泥开他眼睛的日子是安息日。
Verse 15, Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see.
法利赛人中有的说，这人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有一人说， 一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？ 他们就起了纷争。
17. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he had opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet.
犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼的，后来能看见的，等到叫了他的父母来。
Verse 19. And they asked him, saying, Is this your son? Who ye say was born blind, how then doth he now see?
他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
21. But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or by who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself.
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有人 认耶稣是基督的， 要把他们赶出会堂。
23. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him.
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来， 对他说， 你该将荣耀归给神， 我们知道这人是个罪人。
25. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
他们就问他说， 他向你做什么？ 是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？
27. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?
他们就骂他说， 你是他的门徒， 我们是摩西的门徒。
Verse 29. We know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
那人回答说， 他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他是从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if a man be a worshipper of God and doth his will, him he heareth.
从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。
Verse 33. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
他们回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？ 于是把他赶出去了。
35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Doth thou believe on the Son of God?
他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
37. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
We'll stop here. Thank God for enabling and the grace He gave us to read the scriptures.
我们读经就停在这里，感谢主的恩典，赐下这样子的话语。
Let us look to the Lord for His help and to lead us and guide us through this service.
让我们仰望神，让神来带领我们此次的服事。
Loving Father, we thank you for this one more opportunity Thou has given us.
主，我们感谢你赐我们的再一次的机会。
To be in thy house along with thy children.
在你的殿中和神的儿女一同。
Loving Father, you had not brought here by accident, Lord. It was thy divine plan. Lord, whom by which thou hast brought each one of us to be here. We thank you, we praise you.
主，我们知道我们来到这里并不是偶然。主，我们感谢你，感谢你带我们每一个人来到此地。
So, loving Father, as we meditate on the word, thou may speak to me, to the dear sister who is translating, and to my brothers and sisters who are listening.
主，当我们分享你话语的时候，主，求你向我说话，求你向翻译的姊妹说话，求你向在座的每一位兄弟姊妹的心说话。
The word may first work in me.
这话语在我的里面。
And then I pray for my brothers and sisters.
也愿 这话语在每一位弟兄姊妹的里面。
Lord, I pray that the words which come out, Lord, it may be not from the wisdom of me.
主，愿意我口中所出的话语没有一句是从我这个人出来的。
All the wisdom, all the knowledge, everything may be hidden. Only thy words, O Lord, may reach out to each one of us.
所有的智慧，所有的知识，主，都是从你而来。
So that, Lord, we may be blessed, we may be touched, and we may be healed.
主，愿意我们每一个人都被祝福，愿意我们每一个人都被感动，愿意我们每一个人都因此蒙福。
And satisfy us, Lord.
主，也愿你得到满足。
Thank you, Lord, for, O Lord, hearkening to my prayers and knowing the intention of my heart, Lord. Thou hast made everything possible. I want to thank you. I want to praise you.
主，我也感谢你，感谢你应答我的祈求，使那些不可能的变为可能。
So be with us, Lord, in the sharing. I, O Lord, pray that Thou may cover me and cover my dear sister also, Lord, as she translates.
主，就在我们这个服事当中，求你自己来带领，带领我，带领翻译的姊妹。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
我们祷告，是奉基督耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So this chapter of John, chapter 9, is a very interesting chapter.
约翰福音的第九章是非常特别的一章。
It talks about the spiritual condition of the children of Israel, and this is the chapter where you see that it comes as a transition to the next chapter.
这一章说到以色列民的属灵的光景，它也是一个承前启后的一章。
So we see that the chapter begins as saying that as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
在这里我们看到耶稣过去的时候，看到一个人生来是瞎眼的。
And his disciples right away asked, Master, who did sin?
所以他的门徒问道，拉比是谁犯了罪？
This man or his parents that he was born blind?
是因为他父母的罪，还是因为他的罪，使得他生来瞎眼？
So, many times our reactions, the way how we look at people, the way how we presume things is based on the physical looks or the physical understanding what we have.
很多时候，当我们看人的时候，我们都是凭着这个人的外表来判断。
So, Jesus answered right away.
耶稣回答说，
Neither did this man sin nor his parents.
也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪。
So, brothers and sisters, this morning, before I could dive into this chapter, I wanted to ask you a question that this morning, if each one of us are here, was it something like just you had to go, or you think that there was something special, something extraordinary power which prompted you and made you to become in this house?
在我深入分享之前，我想问在座的各位，今天早上来到这里，是你认为你就必须来到这里，还是因为你的里面的深处有一股力量告诉你要来到这里？
There were many blind men during that time. It was not this specific blind man, and it's very interesting to see that this blind man is captured here in this John chapter 9.
这个故事当中，在这件事情发生的时候，那个时候有非常非常多的瞎眼的人，但是约翰福音当中就记载了这一位瞎眼的人。
Very similar to the times when we know that during the times of the prophet Elijah, there was a woman God chose a widow woman whom God made her, and she was the one who fed Elijah.
就好像以利亚，那个时候神就差派了一位妇人，让那一位妇人来喂饱以利亚。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
It's a privilege and honor and for all of us to be encouraged and say that today if I'm in the house of God, it is by the divine intervention of the Heavenly Father to bring us to the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到这里，实在是因为神的大能，神的恩典，将我们带到这里。
So can we tell to ourselves that I'm not here because someone forced me? Can we tell ourselves that I had nothing to do at home? But it was the intervention. It was the divine hand of God which brought me into His house.
你可以说有人给我打电话，你可以说有人找我有事，但是你现在就出现在这里，这完全是因为神的作为，神的恩典。
So this blind man was chosen for a purpose.
这一位瞎眼的人是为着一个目的而被拣选的。
That is why Lord Jesus told the disciples that this man did not sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifested in him.
所以耶稣回答说，不是他犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪，而是要在他的身上显出神的荣耀来。
So as we go further, brothers and sisters, God used this man, this blind man, through him to convey a message to the children of Israel and the people at that time and to talk to them.
主拣选了这一位瞎眼的人，通过这一位瞎眼的人来向那个世代的人说话。
We all know that till this chapter and right from the time when the children of Israel or the country Israel was formed, we know the condition of Israel.
我们知道那个时候以色列人的光景。
Right from time when God in a mighty hand redeemed them from Egypt and brought them into the wilderness and revealed to them who He is, what He can do and how He can take care of them again and again.
那个时候神将以色列人带出埃及，带到旷野，一次又一次地向他们显明神是谁，神到底可以做什么。
But brothers and sisters, they couldn't understand.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个时候的以色列人，
they were not able to perceive and not had the spiritual understanding of the Heavenly Father.
他们那个时候看不见，他们那个时候没有属灵的理解力来明白。
So we go to the book of Deuteronomy.
所以我们翻到圣经《生命记》
Chapter 29
二十九章。
So this is a passage where Moses, God has told to Moses that he cannot enter the promised land of Canaan.
这一章里面说到，神告诉摩西说他不能进入应许之地。
And had told him that now his successor Joshua, God has chosen him to lead him into the promised land.
神告诉摩西说，摩西的继承者约书亚将要带着以色列人进入应许之地。
So Moses is speaking the last words and to the children of Israel and talking to them the burden in his heart.
所以在这一章中，摩西向会众表达他心里的负担。
So if you get a chance when you go home, go through this entire chapter, but I would just like to focus on one verse right now here.
弟兄姊妹回家之后可以把生命记二十九章完整的仔细的读一遍，在这里我只想提到一个经节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 4.
生命记二十九章第四节。
Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day.
但耶和华到今日没有使你们心能明白，眼能看见，耳能听见。
I read again, yet the Lord hath not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day.
我重复一遍，但耶和华到今日没有使你们心能明白， 眼能看见，耳能听见。
So brother, we can see throughout the, whether it was the time when they were into the Canaan, and when we see that there were wars and kings came in and prophets came in, again and again they detoured or moved away from the plan of God, and they could not see the mighty hand of the Father or the God in their lives.
所以当以色列人在旷野的时候，一次又一次他们偏离神为他们预定的道路。
They were so spiritually blinded.
他们在灵里是那样的瞎眼。
Brothers and sisters, there are times in our lives also that there are so many instances which God brings on our life. We only see the physical things, but we are not able to see the mighty hand which moves and which does things and who is responsible for those events to happen in our life.
在我们的生命当中也是如此，多少时候我们的眼睛只看到我们眼睛所能看到的，而看不到神有一只大能的手在那里掌握。
They knew the truth, but they did not have the eyes to understand and the ears to hear what was God speaking to them and the purpose of why God has taken them to the wilderness and the various situations and circumstances which he allowed, they were not able to comprehend.
就像这里说的，他们没有心能明白，没有眼能看见，没有耳能听见神把他们带到旷野之地的目的到底是什么。
So brothers and sisters, this morning my burden is the works of God is to manifest God in our lives, that we may have a spiritual understanding and know who he is and what he is trying to accomplish through each one of our lives.
所以今早我的负担就是我们一起来寻求主，要让我们认识他是谁，认识他的本质是什么。
The works of God is to open our eyes.
神的工作就是要开每一个人的眼睛。
That he may give us spiritual eyes to understand who he is and know him, and that we may be able to draw nigh to him.
让我们知道神开我们的属灵的眼睛，让我们知道他是谁，让我们更加认识他，让我们更加亲近他。
To bring each one of us into that spiritual understanding. And I was so happy when the brother said it's not only the physical blindness, but the spiritual blindness through which God is desiring that he may open our eyes.
我很感谢刚才弟兄分享诗歌的时候说到，不但是肉眼的瞎眼，而是更是我们灵里的瞎眼，主要帮助我们开启我们属灵的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, this whole Gospel of John, the burden of the writer was that he wanted to reveal who Son of God is and what was his purpose coming down on this earth.
约翰福音的作者在这里，他的目的就是要让那些寻求他的人来认识他是谁，他的目的，他的旨意到底是什么。
He wanted to show to the children of Israel that who he is, and through his fellowship and having fellowship with him, what was the purpose of it.
通过以色列的子民，他想让人认识他到底是谁。
So the purpose was that as we know him, that we may all become a vehicle, we may all become a channel, we may all become an instrument of that work which he has wrought in us, that we may not know him, but through us we may be a blessing, and to us and to our families, to the neighbors and everyone around, and so that his name may be manifested.
所以神的旨意是让我们认识他之后，他可以将我们作为器皿，通过我们让我们的家人、我们的朋友、我们的同事也来认识这一位耶稣。
So having this kind of an understanding, let us go further into this chapter.
我们接下来看。
So when we go to verse 6,
当我们看到第六节。
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay on the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥在瞎子的眼睛上。
So this reminds of the way how, when in the book of Genesis, how God formed man.
这一节让我们想起创世纪当中神造人的那一幕。
God breathed in man and he became a living soul.
神向人的鼻孔吹了一口气，人就变成了有灵的活魂。
So here also we see that Lord Jesus, he took the mud, spit on it, and he made a clay and anointed the eyes of the blind man.
所以在这里，耶稣是用他的唾沫和泥，然后抹在这一位瞎眼人的眼睛上。
Then when you go to verse 7,
然后我们看第七节。
And said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way thereof and washed and came seeing.
第七节，耶稣对瞎眼人说：“你往希罗亚池子里去。”希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
So here there is one question which we need to ask ourselves.
这里我们有一个问题需要问大家。
So Lord Jesus could have simply anointed the clay on his face, on his eyes, and he could have opened his eyes.
在这里，实际上耶稣可以简单的和了泥抹在这位瞎眼人的眼睛上面，这个瞎眼人突然就看见了。
But he says that, go wash in the pool of Siloam.
但是主在这里说，到希罗亚的池子里去洗。
So here my interpretation says Siloam is sent.
这里希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。
As I was trying to understand, and there is a lot of spiritual meaning behind this name Siloam.
我们知道在希罗亚这一个字的后面有属灵的含义。
So let's go to the book of Isaiah.
让我们翻到以赛亚书。
Chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 6.
以赛亚书第八章第六节。
For as much as this people refuseth the waters of Siloam that go softly and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son.
这百姓既厌弃希罗亚缓流的水，喜悦利逊和利玛利的儿子。
So brothers and sisters, as we know, all this while, right from the time of Exodus and during the prophet's time, during the king's time, we could see the rebellious heart of the children that they were again and again rebelling against God and His Word.
我们知道从创世纪以来
and again,
以色列的百姓就一次又一次的叛逆。
And here also we see that they were refusing.
这里我们也看到他们厌弃希罗亚缓流的水。
So the reason why Lord Jesus made this man to go to the pool of Siloam, he wanted to know and see if this man again,will be able to prove right by be able to go to Siloam, going to the waters, and will be able to cleave to Christ, and will be able to accomplish the plan and purpose.
所以这里神差遣这一个瞎眼人到希罗亚的池子去，就是再一次来向他说明，来询问他，看他能不能够顺服神的教训。
So brothers and sisters, I repeat again, the reason why God made him to go and wash because he wanted to see the obedience of this man, whether he will go to the pool of Siloam, or whether he will say in his heart that God touched my eyes, and why should I go to the pool of Siloam, and why should I obey it?
所以这里神实在是要看这个瞎眼人的反应，他是愿意乐意的照神说的到希罗亚的池子去洗，还是在心里说神本就可以让我的瞎眼得见，为什么我还要去希罗亚的池子洗？
Brothers and sisters, even though this man was blind,
尽管这个人是瞎眼的，
but there was a divine calling in this man who understood and perceived some part of who God is and what he has done, he was able to perceive that prompted him. The moment when Lord Jesus Christ came to visit him, spoke to him, he obeyed and went to the pool of Siloam to wash himself.
所以在这一个瞎眼人的里面，他有一个顺服的心。当耶稣叫他到希罗亚池子去洗的时候，他就去了。So
brothers and sisters, you know what happened when he went to the pool of Siloam?
弟兄姊妹，你知道当他去了希罗亚的池子之后发生了什么吗？
So we go there again.
所以让我们翻到那一处。
He went his way, therefore, washed and came seeing.
这里说到,
Verse 7.
他去一洗,
he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing.
他去一洗回头,
John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
约翰福音里说，我就是那光。
When this man, this blind man, showed the obedience and went and washed his eyes, he was able to receive Jesus in his life. And that life had light.
当这一位瞎眼人服从耶稣的命令，去希罗亚的池子洗了之后，他的眼睛就得看见耶稣。
And now as we go from there, we can see progressively how that light, more and more as the light dawns on him, he is able to have a more and more spiritual understanding and knowing who Lord Jesus is and what is the purpose and how the fellowship with him is going to lead him to a deeper understanding.
我们往下看的时候，就可以看到这一位瞎眼的人在属灵上面是如何
So from here, you're going to go a little quick. So we get to see, once his eyes were opened, we get to see step by step how there was a progression in the testimony which he shared with many of the people who were around him.
接下来的我们会讲得快一点，看到这个瞎眼人周围的人，他们是怎样越来越知道耶稣是谁。
So we see the first testimony is in verse 11.
我们看到这个瞎眼人的第一个见证是在第十一节里。
So as he was healed and as he was returning, his neighbors see him.
所以当他眼睛能看见的时候，他的邻居看到了他。
So they say that, isn't this man was blind? Isn't this man was the one whom we saw him begging?
所以那些人就说，这个人不是生来就瞎眼的吗？这个不就是那个以前经常乞讨的吗？
Some said that he is he, others said that he is like him.
有的人说是他，有的人说像他。
But then he said, I am he.
然后这个瞎眼的人说，是我。Then
verse 10, they asked him, how were your eyes opened?
所以那些邻居问他，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？
Verse 11, he says, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and told me to go to the pool of Siloam. I went and washed and I received sight.
所以他回答说，有一个人叫耶稣，他和泥抹了我的眼睛，对我说，往希罗亚池子里去洗，我去一洗就看见了。So
brothers and sisters, I just want you to keep a note of the testimonies and the way how he shares his testimony with the various people he encounters in this entire chapter, and all those happened on the same day.
所以这个瞎眼人的这个见证。 和他邻居对他瞎眼得看见的这个反应，所有的都发生在同一天。So
the first one is a man called Jesus.
而且他们都看到了这个见证，就是有一个人名叫耶稣。So
these neighbors, and I think I'm pretty sure that they were like us, that they were very curious, very interested to know more about what happened to him, what is going in his life, and how did this man got his sight. They took him to the Pharisees.
这些邻居和我们一样，都是非常好奇。当有事情发生在人身上的时候，我们想知道发生了什么，为什么会发生。所以这些邻居将他带到了法利赛人的面前。So
the Pharisees again ask him the same question.
所以法利赛人问了同样的问题。How
did you receive the sight?
你眼睛是怎么样开的？
So again he repeats him that he put clay on my eyes and then I could see.
所以瞎眼人 重述了刚才的话。
Then verse 17.
第十七节。
They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him that he opened thine eyes?
法利赛人问瞎眼人说，他既开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？
So we see here is that the answer, what he said first and now is changed.
这里看到这个瞎眼人的回答与刚才有所不同，这里他对法利赛人说，这人是先知。
He said he is a prophet.
他说这人是先知。
So, first time when he spoke to the neighbors, he said that a man called Jesus.
他对邻居说的时候说有一个人名叫耶稣。
Now when the Pharisees are asking him, he said that he is a prophet.
当法利赛人问他的时候，他说这人是先知。
So we know that in the olden time, in the Old Testament, they were prophets. By God's hand, they were able to do miracles. They were able to convey the message of God, and God used them as a vessel to reach out to the children of Israel.
我们知道在旧约的时候，先知可以行神迹，神也使用先知向神的子民说话。
So we see that there is a gradual progression of his understanding of who Jesus was.
我们在这里看到瞎眼人对耶稣到底是谁有这样一个渐进的认识。
So we will jump few verses and then we'll go to another interview or another encounter and again with the Pharisees.
我们下面来看与法利赛人的又一次的交锋。
So that is in verse 26 and verse 27.
在26和27节。
So in this between we know that the parents were called, the parents were also questioned, and the parents were a little not comfortable because it was told to them that if they confess who Christ is, they will be disowned or they will be casted out.
我们知道在这个地方法利赛人也叫了他的父母来，想询问这个瞎眼人是否生来瞎眼，但是他的父母因为如果承认耶稣是基督，就会被赶出犹太人的会堂，所以他们不敢回答。
So the Pharisees were not getting any answers very clearly from him. They were trying to provoke him. They were interrogating him and asking him questions again and again.
所以法利赛人得不到确切的回答，所以在这里法利赛人再一次把这位瞎眼人叫了来。
So again in 26 they asked him, What did he do to you? How opened he thine eyes?
第二十六节，法利赛人问这个瞎眼人说：“他向你做了什么？是怎么开了你的眼呢？”
Verse 27. Now there is a little bit of resentment, a little bit of, I would say, anger in him. He says, "Have I not told you already, and ye did not hear? Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?"
所以第二十七节，瞎眼人回答法利赛人说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要问呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒？
Will ye be his disciple?
做他的门徒。
So now this is the third declaration or the third progression of this blind man.
所以在这里显示出了这一位瞎眼人的第三个变化。
A man called Jesus or a man named Jesus.
一个叫做耶稣的人。
He is a prophet.
他是先知。
Now, will you be his disciples?
你要做他的门徒吗？
So when someone will ask to other person that will you be also his disciple?
当有人问你愿意做他的门，你也要做他的门徒吗？
When do you do that?
什么时候人会这样讲呢？
When someone is already a disciple.
当这个人已经是耶稣门徒的时候，他会这样问。
Brothers and sisters, it's a very amazing way to understand. This man has never met Jesus till this point.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常奇妙的事情，因为在瞎眼人这一天遇见耶稣之前，他从来没有见过耶稣。
And without seeing him, and without even having fellowship with him physically, he is now already become a disciple.
他没有亲眼见过耶稣，也没有跟他同在一处有交通，竟然他就可以成为基督耶稣的门徒。
So who a disciple is?
门徒是什么呢？
A disciple is one who is a follower of the leader and learns from him the way how he walks, what he teaches, what he does, and takes information from him and likes to be like him.
门徒就是一个跟随这位带领者，学习这位带领者，最终愿意成为这位带领者那样做事的人。
The one who is spending time with him.
是一个愿意与这位带领者同处的人。
So now we need to ask ourselves that, how could he say this statement?
所以在这里我们问，这个瞎眼人怎么能够说出这样一句话？
Brothers and sisters, as we go, progress in this whole chapter, very important to understand, very important to ask ourselves that how much of is our progression depending on the physical capabilities of our sight, on the physical things what we see around, and with the wisdom what God has given to us.
所以当我们在渐进地读这一章的时候，我们要问自己，我们的看见有多少是根据我们的肉眼看到物质的东西。
But we look at this blind man, that he in one day he has already progressed from a man called Jesus. He is a prophet and now he has become a disciple.
我们看到在这一个瞎眼人身上所发生的，在一天之间，他说一个叫做耶稣的人到他是先知，到莫非你也想成为他的门徒。
John chapter 8,
约翰福音第八章
verse 31 and 32,
约翰福音第八章的31 32节。
Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 31 and 32, Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
约翰福音第八章第三十一、三十二节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。”
So, brothers and sisters, one of the characteristics of a disciple is that he comes to know what is true.
所以，弟兄姊妹。门徒的一个特质就是他们知道什么是真理。
What is truth?
何为真理？
We come to know what are the things of God and what are the things of man.
我们知道作为耶稣的门徒，他们会知道何是从神来的，何是从人来的。
Brothers and sisters, as gradually we understand the purpose of God,
当我们慢慢知道神旨意的时候，
and as the spiritual enlightenment dawns in us, we start understanding more and more about the things of God, more and more of the things which He allows in our life from His perspective than the perspective of us and the human wisdom which we exercise in every walk of our life.
所以当神光照我们属灵的悟性的时候，我们能够越来越明白，越来越知道神。
That is why he could say that I have become his disciple. Will you be also his disciples?
在这种情况下，一个人才会说我是他的门徒，你也要成为他的门徒吗？
Now if you look at the other way around,
从另外一个角度看，
When do you tell to someone that will you become a disciple also?
在哪一种情况下你也会说你也想成为他的门徒吗？
How many of us, when we admire someone, when we like something, or when we know something and we are enjoying it and it is benefiting us, we go and tell others.
还有一种情况，就是很多时候我们从一件事情或者一个事物上面得到益处，我们就愿意把这一个事物告诉其他的人。
So growing up, you know, as children, we would have a specific tutor. We know that that person teaches well. That person is very good in teaching math. So we tell to the parents also that you take your student there. So that because we know that he is good.
就好像一个照顾孩童的人，如果我们亲身经历 他对我们的孩子好，我们会对其他的家长说，你可以把孩子送到那里，因为他对孩子很好。
So brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, what was going in this blind man's life or inside, by which he could tell to them, to the Jews or the Pharisees, who were, already we saw that his parents were so against, they were not willing to even say, and they were almost disowning his son. They said that, we know he is our son, but we do not know who touched him.
所以在这里，我们真的是想知道这个里面是什么驱使这一位瞎眼人说出这样子的话，因为他的父母是那样子的害怕。
But we see the confidence, the boldness, which we can see evolving every time when he was questioned.
但是我们从这个瞎眼人的回答当中，我们看到他的胆量，他的勇气。
Now we go to verse 30.
所以我们来看第三十节。
We go to John chapter 9, verse 30.
第九章的第三十节。
Now in that same conversation, as he is talking to them, it sees then again in verse 30, we see in one more declaration coming from him.
第三十节，我们看到这个瞎眼人又有一个新的宣告。
We see that in verse 33.
我们看到第三十三节。
If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
第三十三节说，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
In other version, it says that if this man were from God.
这句话的意思就是说，这一个人是从神来的。
Brothers and sisters, what a statement, what a declaration. And in those few hours itself, or in the few minutes itself,we see the how his understanding and the revelation is ascending more and more.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等样的宣告！就在这个短短的几个小时的时间当中，这一位瞎眼的人，他对神的理解，对神的宣称。
If you go to the previous verses,
我们翻到前面看。
In John chapter 6 verse 38,
约翰福音第六章的。第三十八节。
And if you see all from the chapter 1 to chapter 9, he was again and again telling the Pharisees, the Jews, that I am from above, I don't belong here, and I'm doing the things of my father.
我们看到约翰福音从第一章到第九章，耶稣反复对法利赛人说，我是从天上来的。
So let's see this verse 6:38.
约翰福音第六章第三十八节。
For I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me.
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行事，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
So he is telling this to the Pharisees, and they are seeing him, they are seeing his works, but yet they are not able to acknowledge and believe him.
所以这里我们看到法利赛人肉眼看见耶稣，看见他所行的神迹，但是却不知道他是谁。
But what about this blind man?
但是我们来看一看那一位瞎眼人。
He has never seen Jesus in person.
他从未见过。
In person so far.
他到这一个时间点之前，他从未亲眼见过耶稣。
But again and again, as he was questioned, as again and again he was challenged, he was able to testify, he was able to have the courage and to speak more and more about the revelation which was inside, which he was getting inside in his heart.
当他一次被一次，一次又一次的被挑战，他一次又一次的蛮有勇气，毫不害怕的来向法利赛人宣称这一位耶稣到底是谁。
Brothers and sisters, when he went to the pool of Siloam, and when he washed his eyes, the light of life entered in his life, the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ entered in him. And as much as he showed obedience, and as he was willing to testify, more and more deeper revelation of who Jesus is, and what he has done for him, became more brighter and brighter every time when as he was encountered by the people around.
弟兄姊妹， 当这个瞎眼人去到希罗亚池子洗他的眼睛的时候，生命的光就是基督耶稣的生命的光照进他的里面。当他一次被一次又一次被挑战的时候，他对神的宣称一次比一次更加深入。
Let's look at what all he said so far. A man called Jesus.
我们再来看一看这个瞎眼人在这一段时间里是怎样描述耶稣的。一个人叫耶稣。
He is a prophet.
他是先知。
Will you be also his disciples?
你也想成为他的。
Now he's saying that this man is from God.
现在这位瞎眼人说他是从神来的。
Brothers and sisters, can you see the kind of progress or the gradual progression of his spiritual enlightenment we see in him time to time and as he's ascending?
弟兄姊妹，你能看到这个中间的进展，能够看到他这个属灵的眼睛一点比一点更加的张开吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what are the consequences of that testimony? He said that he belongs and he is from God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道耶稣宣称他是从上面来的这句话背后的意思吗？
Verse 34, 9th John 9:34.
约翰福音第九章第三十四节。
They answered and said unto him, these are the Pharisees, thou was altogether born in sin, and thus thou teachest, and they cast him out.
第三十四节，法利赛人回答说，你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去了。
Brothers and sisters, we will go back to the Pharisees eventually, but we need to understand from here is that this Pharisees judged him that he was a sinner because he was born blind.
在这里，法利赛人看到这一位瞎眼人是生来瞎眼的，所以就断定他是个罪人。
So they presume that because he was born blind, he must have done some sin. He must have done, or probably his parents have done some sin. That's the reason why he is blind.
所以根据他们的判断，因为他是这个瞎眼人是生来瞎眼的，一定是他做了什么事情。
And that's the reason why they're questioning him. That how can you tell us that this man is from God?
所以他们在这个地方质问这个瞎眼人说，你是一个罪人，你还要来教训我们吗？
And you see, brothers and sisters, the consequences of him to testify boldly and to stand and confess, we see what happened to him.
我们在这里看到为主做见证的结果。
They cast him out.
这些法利赛人将这位瞎眼人赶出了会堂。
Brothers and sisters,If you look at it in your own lives, and there will be situations and times when you feel that you have taken a bold decision of standing for the Lord or trying to do things what He has spoken to you, and it came with the consequences.
当我们回想我们自己生命的经历，有的时候，当我们大胆，当我们满怀勇气起来为主做见证的时候，我们这样子的见证是有后果的。
And so was this case of this man that he was cast out.
在这里，这位为耶稣做见证的瞎眼人被赶出了会堂。
So then what happened?
然后发生了什么呢？
So we go into verse 35.
我们看到三十五节。
Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
Brothers and sisters, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him.
弟兄姊妹，在这里说，耶稣听见他们把他赶出去，后来找到他。
Can you believe it, brothers and sisters? Lord Jesus went looking for him.It's not that he just found, it says that, in my version says that, and when he had found him, that means it was not something very easy, but he looked around for this man and searched him.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看到耶稣是找到他，在我的这个圣经的这个版本上面是说到耶稣去寻找，然后找到这一位被赶出会堂的瞎眼人。
And when he found him, He asked him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?"
当他见到这一位瞎眼人的时候, 问他说,
Brothers and sisters, one of the objectives of this whole book of Gospel John was that he wanted to reveal the children of Israel that Jesus was the Son of God.
我们知道约翰福音这整一本福音的目的, 约翰就是要让以色列的儿女知道耶稣就是神。
So it says that all things are written, all these miracles is done for only one purpose, to know that Jesus was the Son of God.
这一卷圣经当中记载如此多的神迹, 唯一的一个目的就是要说明耶稣是神的儿子。
And that is when the fuller expression gets to complete. Can you believe it? Lord Jesus goes to him and reveals to him at what point of time when he was outcasted. When he was by himself, when he was alone.
所以在这里我们看到, 当瞎眼人被赶出会堂, 被厌弃的时候, 被丢弃的时候, 耶稣来找到他。
A man called Jesus.
一个人叫耶稣。
He is a prophet.
他是先知。
Then what is the third one?
第三个是什么?
Will you be also his disciples?
难道你们也想成为他的门徒吗?
This man is from God.
这人是从神来的。
And that led him to be outcasted. That led him to be separated. And at that point of time, Lord Jesus came looking for him to fulfill the entire fuller purpose, the purpose of him, and revealed to him that he is the Son of God.
瞎眼人的 这样一系列的宣称导致了他最后被赶出会堂，然后耶稣找到他来对他说，整个这个故事的圆满的结束就是要来向人显明耶稣是神的儿子。So
the entire full circle of,
所以是一个完整的,
of all his divine characters of who he is, where he was able to finish it and complete it when he was outcast.
所以他的旨意就是要向人来宣称他就是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, this blind man now understood the deeper purpose and understood the divine plan of what it was more profitable to be an outcast, to be outside, than to long and to be with the people of this world and to please them and to satisfy them.
所以这一位瞎眼人在这个地方，他知道认耶稣为神的儿子，比他留在这个会堂当中，继续在这个错误的认识当中更加重要。Brothers
and sisters, we all here who are sitting here, we are all special. God has chosen each one of us to reveal His Son and to understand who He is. And through each one of us, He wants to be an instrument. He wants us to use as a channel that we may be able to manifest His glory. Isn't it amazing?
弟兄姊妹，神呼召我们每一个人，是叫我们每一个人来认识耶稣是谁，来认识耶稣是神的儿子。 好叫我们每一个人都能够成为他的管道，让更多的人来认识耶稣。难道这不是一件很奇妙的事吗?
This is where the Lord is leading each one of us, brothers and sisters.
这是神要向我们每一位弟兄姊妹所显明的。To
have a fuller expression of who He is.
让我们真正的明白，完全的明白他是谁。
And why He has spoken to each one of us, why He has touched each one of us, why He has, you know, picked up from thousands and millions of people existing on this earth, why has He revealed to each one of us His Son, Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么他要向我们每一个人说话? 为什么他要打动我们每一个人的心? 为什么在这世上的千万人中他要来选择我们?
Brothers and sisters, He is not only a good man. He is not only a prophet. He is not only that he is worthy to be a disciple. But he is not that he is not only from God, but he is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹, 耶稣 他不但是一个先知，不但是一个愿意带领门徒的带领者，他更是神的儿子。
We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们翻到哥林书，哥林多后书第四章。
This also is one of the verses which one of our brothers shared, and it has really touched me again and again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在基督耶稣的面上。
Brothers and sisters, when you allow this life of Jesus, which is with light, when it shines in our heart, you get to know more and more of who we are and why He has chosen us and what He is planning to accomplish in each one of us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们允许这个光，就是神的生命照进我们的时候，我们能够更加的认识基督耶稣，更加的明白为什么他要拣选我们。
The same when this man washed his eyes, he received Lord Jesus. That life entered in him. In that life where there was light, he understood his deeper purpose of why God has opened his physical eyes, and not only his physical eyes, but also his spiritual eyes.
就像这一位瞎眼人，当他耶稣抹他的眼睛，让他看见的时候，他不但肉眼得以看见，更是他的灵里得光照，知道为什么神要将这生命赐给他。
Brothers and sisters, we all know how important it is for the Jews or the Pharisees to go to the temple and to go and show to the priest and to be with everyone. But we know what was the consequences of this man.
我们知道这个人被带去了会堂，带到了法利赛人的面前，但是我们知道最后这一个瞎眼人的结局。
He was not going anymore with the outward movements, with the outward law.With he was no more influenced by the people, he no more has to once intending to please people anymore.
他不再取悦人，不再取悦律法。
Other things of this world don't matter to him at all now.
会堂当中人所说的一切，从此以后对他毫不重要了。
What matters to him is that as more and more of this light dawns in him, as more and more he gets deeper revelation,He wants to show obedience, and he wants to be a testimony for him on this earth.
对他更为重要的是，当这个光照到他的里面，他越来越多的认识主，来见证主。
Brothers and sisters, this is what I called is a living relationship or a testimony of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我想告诉大家的，我们每一位和基督耶稣的关系。
But brothers and sisters, it comes with a cost.
但是我们与基督耶稣的关系是要付代价的。
The question is, are you willing to pay this cost?
问题是你愿意付上这样的代价吗？
We see this man. Imagine that in his all his life, he must be hoping that I will receive this sight. I will go here, I will go here. I will see this person, I will do this. And now, he is outcast.
我们看到这一位瞎眼人，他一生都在祈求光明，想到他自己能够看见的时候要见这人见那人，但是最后他得到的是被赶出了会堂。
He has only one goal, one objective, to show more and more obedience to the revelation and to listen to the voice of Lord Jesus.
他这样做唯一的一个目的就是更加的听到耶稣的声音，更加的顺服他所教导的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask, I know many of you, and you can look into your own hearts and say that there were times where you had to choose whether I want to be with the people of this world or whether I want to listen to the voice of God.
我们每一个人时常都可以询问我们的心，我们是愿意跟从这个世界，还是愿意 聆听神的声音。
So for us also, for me and my family also, we come from, you know, a background where we have got a lot of relatives, we have got a lot of social connections, and there are times where we have to tell them no.
就好像我的家庭，我们的来自一个有家庭当中有非常不同的宗教，有各种各样的家庭关系的这样子的背景当中，对于我们来讲，很多时候我们需要对我们的亲戚朋友说不。
And it comes with the cost, brothers and sisters.
这个是要付上代价的。
We had to tell them that we can't go out with them. We are separate. And sometimes it is like this blind man that you feel you're outcast.
我们必须告诉我们的一些亲人说我们是被神分别为圣的一群。当我们这样告诉家人的时候，我们有的时候真的就会感受到这里瞎眼人一样的感受，被遗弃。
But I thank God that He has given us the insight. I thank God for the spiritual understanding which He has given me and each one of us.
但是我们感谢主，感谢主给了我们这样一个属灵的眼光，给了我们每一个人这样属灵的眼光。
Even though at those point of time they are temporarily, there are rejections, there is disappointment of why people are disowning you. But as you show obedience, as you start understanding the deeper purpose, as you start the revelation and the light falls on you more and more, you say, Lord, thank you for showing us this light and showing us and separating us from people of this world.
有的时候当我们被家人被朋友拒绝弃绝的时候，我们里面实在有非常大的失望，但是当我们属灵的生命越来越成长，越来越看到神在我们身上荣耀旨意的时候，我们会反过头来对主说，主，我感谢你，感谢你将我从世界当中分别出来。
I don't know how many of you know, there is one brother with the name called Brother Buck Singh.
我不知道有没有很多弟兄姊妹知道这一位弟兄
Buck Singh
弟兄。
So this man, he was a very rich man in India.
他在印度是一个非常非常富有的人。
So he came from a community, I don't know how many of you know that they have this turban around their heads and they are very pious and religious.
他们他住在一个社区，这个社区大部分的人都是那种裹头巾，而且非常宗教的虔诚。
So when there was one time in his time when someone offered him the Bible.
有一次有一个人递给了他一本圣经。
So he was so pious and he was so radical in the Hinduism that he literally tore the Bible.
那个时候他是这个在印度教当中是非常非常极端的这个跟随者，所以他当场就把这个圣经给撕掉了。
But brothers and sisters, God in his divine time, it is he revealed to him who he is. And when he gave his heart, we can see that his life was totally transformed.
So he tore the acceptance?
Afterwards he accepted, yeah.
Okay. 这位弟兄后来接受了耶稣，所以我们看到神这个神的圣手在人身上所能做成的。
So he told about his faith, he went and shared with his parents.
他将他自己的信仰也分享给他的父母。
So his parents told him, First, they discouraged him. They told him not to do it. But eventually, they realized that he was persistent. They told him, "Listen, you can keep this faith. You don't tell anyone. Don't cut your hair. You don't need to let people know that you have or you know this truth. Keep it within you."
所以他的父母当时对他的嘱咐是可以，你可以信这个信仰，但是你自己知道就可以了，不要让其他人知道。
He said no.
他说不行。
I need to share this truth which God has revealed to me. I need to share it to the world. I need to get away from all this what is there and I need to stand for him.
他说我需要跟人分享耶稣，我需要分享他的话，我需要将这个生命分享给所有的人。
Brother and sister, he had to pay a cost from the worldly perspective.
弟兄姊妹 Baxton 弟兄必须要为他这样的行为付上代价。
He lost, they told him that if you're going to leave this house, if you're going to step out, all the wealth, everything which we have, you will be deprived of, you will not get anything at all.
他被他的家族所撇弃。
So he lost everything.
他丧失了所有。
And he was willing to move forward. And we know that God used him in a mighty way to stir up. And as when Brother Watchman Nee was ministering in China, he was very instrumental in bringing many to the Lord.
后来神大大的使用这一位弟兄，他带领了许多人信主。
So was the case of this blind man.
这一位约翰福音第九章记载的瞎眼人也是一样。
So we can see that he was no more any more dejected of the outcast. All what the physical eyesight has gone, he was not at all, nothing moved him because now he has got a bigger blessing of knowing who Jesus is.
这位瞎眼人他不在乎他被赶出会堂，因为他现在得到了一个更好的东西，就是他认识了耶稣。
When you have this kind of a stand and when you are walking into the light and day by day allowing him to show more who he is.
当你有这样子的经历，你走在光中，一天比一天更加认识他的时候，
There is a deeper and deeper blessing in each one of us.
在我们每一个人的身上会有一天比一天更多的祝福。
That is what we see this whole Gospel of John.
这是我们在整个约翰福音当中所看到的。
Brothers and sisters, when you allow him in your lives, when you show obedience to him,
弟兄姊妹，当我们迎接基督耶稣的生命到我们的里面，当我们在我们的生活当中显出我们的顺服的时候，
It is no more of the Old Testament of do this, do not do it. It is more of your personal relationship. It is more of your own personal experience of what Lord want to do in each one of our lives.
就再也不是照着旧约你当做这你当做那，而是在新约当中我们与神的关系，我们是如何来顺服神的教导。
Then we can also say in the marriage of Cana the wine is better than the previous one and we can have our hearts full of Mary.
就好像加拿的婚宴，那个酒比水要好。
We can be like the Samaritan woman say that Come and see, I know a man who told me all things which I did.
也可以像那一位打水的妇人向人所说的一样，你们来看，他说出了我生命当中所有的事。
Or it can be like this blind man who now saw Jesus and the Son of God and he said, Lord, I believe.
所以你也可以像这一位瞎眼人这样向人说，我如今看见了主，我愿意信。
Then what he did?
然后呢?
He worshipped.
然后他就敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, today also as you all gather here on the Lord's Day around the table to worship him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今日聚集在这里，聚集在主饼杯的桌前，我们也来敬拜他。
What kind of experience we are going through? In what stage of our revelation of about him are we?
我们的里面到底知道多少认识多少神，知道他的旨意。
A man called Jesus.
有一个人叫耶稣。
Is he a prophet?
他是一个先知。
Is he, are we his disciple?
我们是他的门徒。
Is he from God?
他是神。
Or with all this way we can say that he is the son of God.
所有的这一切归结到一点，
I don't need anything on this earth. It is more about him and his life in me. And through my life, I want to be a testimony for his name.
在这个世界上，我不需任何的其他，只要我认识耶稣，我愿意献出我愿意付上我的生命为耶稣做见证。
Brothers and sisters, then we cannot stop ourselves.
弟兄姊妹。
We cannot stop ourselves from worshiping him.
我们只能不断地来敬拜他。
Our heart will be bubbling and waiting and longing When can I say, Lord, I believe, Lord, I thank you for this revelation, for this insight. A man like me, who was blind, like children of Israel, but you have opened my eyes, shown me who you are.
我们说主，我感谢你，感谢你让我看见，感谢你让我知道，感谢你从前我瞎眼，今日我得看见。
May the Lord help each one of us.
愿主帮助我们每一个人。
We all come from various challenges. We have various challenges in our life.
我们在生命当中有各样的挑战。
He may encourage each one of us that we may not stop at any point of time, but may continue to progress in the enlightenment which He reveals to us.
愿意在这些难处当中，我们不停止我们的脚步，而是继续向前，在他的光中，在他照亮我们属灵悟性的光中，让我们更加的认识他。
And especially at times when you will be alone, where the people of this world don't like you, they don't want to be with you, in those times especially, Lord Jesus will come looking for each one of you.
当你在这个世上被人拒绝，被人舍弃的时候， 你要知道，这一位主耶稣，他会来找你。
So we'll stop here. This is only half of my sharing. I wanted to go to the other side, but God willing, we will see you next time.
我们今天就停在这里。我今天实际上只分享了我预备的一半。如果主许可的话，下一次我们继续分享。The
Lord continue to work in each one of us.
愿主继续在我们每一个人的里面做那奇妙的工。
And His works may be established in each one of us.
他的工作会在我们每一个人的身上显明。
The works of God may be manifested in each one of us.
神的工作会在我们每一个人的身上显明出来。
To know who He is.
知道他是谁。
And through us, we can be a blessing to others.
从我们每一个人的身上，我们可以向世人显明这一位耶稣是谁。
Let us pray.
让我们有一点祷告。Loving
Father, I thank you for this time.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你所赐的时间。Loving
Father, I pray that each one of us may be a testimony.
愿我们每一个人都成为你的见证。Lord,
first you work in me. You know there are challenges. There are times where I cling and look for recognition from the people of this world.
主，感谢你在我里面的工作。主，多少时候。 当我有问题的时候，主，我到这个世界向人询问，当如何行？
Help us that all of us may show obedience. Help us to be like this blind man, that we may progress, O Lord, in the Lord, the spiritual enlightenment, O Lord, which Thou art revealing in each one of our lives.
主，我们就求你，像在这个瞎眼人身上所做的，主，让你的生命，让你的光来照亮。
Jesus in us and Jesus through us to others.
让基督耶稣住在我们的里面，也通过我们来彰显基督耶稣的荣耀。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我祷告是奉基督耶稣的名。Amen. Amen.